Rasulullah's whole day was what? Ibadat, da'wat, ta'lim, zikr, khidmat, helping people. But yet he would go to sleep in this condition. Imagine me and you, so much of guna during the whole day. What fear we should go to sleep with at night, what tawbah we should go to sleep with at night. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that this should be our mindset, that we just don't go to sleep like that, but we put our total tawajjuh and attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping in the reward and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. The next part of the dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that there is no place of fleeing. There is no way of running away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa la manja, there is no sanctuary. There is no fort, there is no protection, illa ilayk, except by coming towards you. In other words, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm going to flee, the only place I can flee to is towards you. If I'm going to ask for protection and seek protection, the only place I'm going to get protection is by you. So O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no protection and there is no place of fleeing except to you. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in the book that you have sent. Wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalt. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in the Prophet, the Messenger that you have sent. So one is believing in the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and believing in all the tenets of the Quran that has been revealed, and believing totally in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful way to go and sleep. So this hadith got similar to do with the previous hadith, so we'll do it and discuss it. وَعَنْهُ مِنِ عَنِ الْبَرَاءِ بْنِ عَازِبْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَذَا الْبَرَاءِ بْنِ عَازِبْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَضْجَعَكَ فَتَوَضَّأَ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ The Bara'i ibn Azib radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that when you go to your place of sleeping, place of resting, your bed, then what you should do is make wudu, the wudu of salah. Meaning the same wudu you make for salah, make that wudu before you go to sleep. We might ask why wudu for salah. What is the difference between wudu and the wudu for salah? In Arabic, this wudu can also refer to lughawi wudu, meaning just washing the hands and gargling the mouth, what we do before eating. That is also one word that they use in Arabic, wudu. So that is called just wudu. But the wudu for salah is a separate wudu that we make, meaning washing the limbs, etc. So this is the type of wudu that we normally make for salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, make this wudu that you make for salah. ثُمَّ اتَّجِعْ عَلَى شِقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ Then lie on your right hand side. وَقُلْ وَذَكَرَ نَحْوَهُ وَفِيهِ And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, read the same dua that we discussed just now. وَجَعَلْهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولْ مُتَّفَقُونَ عَلَيْهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just added these words. He said, make this your last words that you say at the night. In other words, after this now don't talk. Finish all your talking, whatever talking you need to do. Let these be your last words before you sleep. How lucky is that person whose last words these are? And he goes away in that condition, totally renewing his iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the advice that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him, that let this be your last words. Just quickly to go through some of the benefits of sleeping with wudu. I'll just quickly read it out from here. There are a few benefits. One is, one du'as are readily accepted if one wakes up in the dead of night and he supplicates. A person wakes up in the night and makes du'a. If he slept with wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts the du'as that he makes in the night. The angels make du'a for him when he tosses and he turns side to side. Oh Allah, forgive this servant of yours. Why? Because he just made wudu and he went to sleep. Even the angels are making du'a for him when he's turning from side to side. A person receives the reward of one who fasts during the day and worships during the night. A person standing up in the night in ibadah, fasting during the day, by making wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a person for this. Souls that are in a state of wudu, prostrate before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person makes wudu, the whole night his ruh, his soul is making sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is saved from shaitan. We know that wudu is a natural protection whether he makes it in the day or night, but it helps a person to be protected from shaitan, to stay in the state of wudu. One experiences true dreams, and the last one is if one passes away while sleeping and the soul is in a state of wudu, one will be raised on the day of qiyamah in the state of wudu. How lucky is a person who passes away with wudu, on the day of qiyamah also he'll be raised up in the condition of wudu. So this is something that is very, very easy to do. And we should try and make it as part of our habit, like how some people, how we got a habit of brushing our teeth, wearing our pajamas. Make it a habit also of making wuzu. It doesn't take long, but there are so many benefits of making wuzu and sleeping in the condition of wuzu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.